the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's recently announced updates to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2 includes expanded eligibility and increased flexibility. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried is encouraging eligible Florida producers to review the program modifications and to apply via your local USDA Farm Service Agency office. USDA has set a deadline of October 12th for eligible producers to apply or modify CFAP 2 applications. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is urging everyone to be informed about the devastation African swine fever can cause if it reaches the U.S. swine herd. Vilsack tells AgWeb.com ASF has never been detected in the U.S. However, it's a very real threat to the U.S. pork industry. He says protecting the U.S. hog herd is a high priority for the entire team at USDA, but it's something they can't do alone. Cattlemen's Beef Association CEO Colin Woodall is talking about two atypical cases of bovine spongiform encephalopathy that was detected in Brazil. According to agrimarketing.com, Woodall says, given Brazil's history of failing to report BSE cases in a timely manner, we must remain vigilant in enforcing our safeguards and holding them accountable. Woodall says, we have full faith and confidence in the abilities of the USDA and Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to enforce our safety standards and trade rules. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.